Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, this is a big deal, Laura Loomer. The most censored woman in the world. I mean, she's like a Chinese dissident or something. She's been more censored. They don't let her, you know, go to the Airbnbs. They don't let her have Uber. I mean, they put her name as a particular person to destroy because she got some of the most important Project Veritas scoops. A lot of things that will never be on the record. It was all legal what she did, but I know about her. It was daring stuff. And since then, she's done a lot of daring things. And she's been a soldier for this country. You can't exaggerate that. And she's the type of firebrand that we need in Congress. Because so many times we helped get somebody elected, like Senator Rand Paul. But I like Rand Paul. But once he got in the Senate, well, then he didn't want to come on the show, or his handlers didn't. And one time he called up, you know, and wanted to come on. I had him on. I don't need them because there's not a big audience for Rand Paul. He's a great guy. I like his voting record overall, but you know, it's not something I'm begging for. But somebody like Laura Loomer, she inspires resistance. That's why they're scared of her. Because if that type of Loomer spirit, or Jones spirit, or Trump spirit, or Gavin McGinnis spirit catches on, it's over for the globalists. So in closing here, when are you going to get back on Twitter? They really should. Where do people find you? How do they get behind you? And other key points you'd like to make, because you got cut off by the break.
Well, look, I don't want Twitter. Do you understand? I don't want to pander to Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. Twitter and Facebook, as far as I'm concerned, they're irrelevant. You want to know what has become completely irrelevant now? All of these big tech social media sites, because they are undermining our Constitution. They are undermining the American people. But you want to know what is relevant? Resisting communism. You want to know what else is relevant? Fighting back, being a freedom fighter, sticking up for the for your country, fighting for your country, standing with your president, okay? There's nothing wrong with civil disobedience. I'm not condoning violence at all, but it's time for Republicans to start exercising more civil disobedience if they want to take back their country from the radical left. And so people can follow me on Parler. I'm also on Gab. You know, even if Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg were to come to me today and ask me to come back on, you know, what conservatives need to realize is that these executives are making money off of conservatives being on their sites. It's like being engaged with an abusive relationship and paying your abuser to stay in the abusive relationship with you. You have to silence yourself. You have to muzzle yourself. You have to worry about whether you're going to get banned. You have to worry about whether you're going to be shut down or reprimanded for what you say. Why on earth would any conservative want to keep staying on a platform that is making money off of them for abusing them? It's time for conservatives to take a stand and to get the hell off these sites and migrate to places like Parler and Gab, because, you know, we shouldn't have to be censored, and we shouldn't have to alter our speech for the feelings of the tech overlords or the radical.
By the way, Laura, I'm in love with what you're saying. We didn't war game this interview. I didn't know you were going to say that. That's exactly what I would say at this point, is they've made themselves irrelevant. That is the most rock star, true Americana, outlaw, rock and roll, spirit of 1776 statement is they've already made themselves obsolete, and the answer is go build our own things. They're trying to shut us down and saying we're obsolete, but actually we're stronger now, and they are the ones that are the dinosaurs. We're the mammals. The meteorite's coming. They destroyed themselves.
They destroyed themselves, and you know, I'm gonna be the one that you know, puts an end to them, and we're just gonna burn it all down, Alex. And like I said, I'm not going to Washington D.C. to make friends. I am going to Washington D.C. to be a voice for the people, to fight for the people. You know, when you are honest, you don't exactly make friends being an honest person in Washington, D.C. There really aren't many honest people in Washington, D.C., Alex. But look, I said last night, and this may sound controversial, not that I've really ever shied away from controversy, but You know, I'm not going to Washington to work for the Republican Party, okay? I am not one of them. I'm one of you. I'm one of the American people. And, yes, I will be a representative for the Republican Party, but I work for the American
Laura Loomer, you're on fire. 60 seconds. Come back and finish that statement. Laura Loomer is our guest. Stay with us.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Well, folks, you know I don't hype something unless it's big. And I told you Trump is coming in like a juggernaut. Laura Loomer is in fuego, in fuego, in fuego. She is just saying stuff that is absolutely on target and is what we need to hear. And so just she got cut off by the break. She says, I'm not going to D.C. to be a Republican. I'm going down to burn down the swamp. I'm working for the people. I'm a nationalist, conservative, patriot, populist, and I don't want to be on big tech. They've destroyed themselves. So just in 2 minutes, finish your point, Laura Loomer, who just won a landslide. They ran all these candidates against her. She got more votes than all of them combined. They had polls saying she was neck and neck. They said she'd lost by 5 o'clock in the afternoon with 2% of the vote, and they got caught in fraud. They are crapping their britches, and she's a bellwether of this. So we get excited about her and give her a mega landslide coming up in 75 days, she'll override the fraud. Let's make sure it happens, ladies and gentlemen, so we can fix this peacefully. Or we got to do what Mr. Zapata talked about out in California. We're going to play that clip when she leaves us here in a moment. Laura, finish up the amazing statements.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Alex. And I just want to reiterate that this election is going to be won by the people. You know, I didn't have the support of the Republican Party or the NRCC or Kevin McCarthy going into my primary. In fact, they were working against me, okay? They said that I wasn't going to win my race, and they were passing around false polling information that they didn't even conduct. I'm talking about fake polls perpetuated by Kevin McCarthy to try to sabotage donors so that they didn't donate to me. So if you want to see me in Congress and you want to make this a reality, I need all of the info warriors to donate, okay? Whether it's $1, $5, $10, $100, $1,000, or the max donation of $2,800 like you did, and you can technically donate another $2,800, Alex. I need everybody to go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com right now and donate to my campaign, because not only am I going to be sabotaged by the radical left, but don't think that these rhinos aren't going to come for me, okay? They're already pouring millions of dollars into the Lincoln Project here in Florida to try to sabotage me. They did it with a mailer last week to try to ruin my race, saying that I had an F rating when it comes to supporting President Trump. So we need to fight back because, like I said, the American people decide election winners and losers, not big tech, not rhinos, not the Lincoln Project, and not these establishment cowards who think that they're going to have a political stronghold in our country forever. We need to take our country back. We need to burn it down. We need to burn the system down, Alex, and that's going to happen by getting every single info warrior on board. So please,
that's right.
LauraLoomerForCongress.com, donate all that you can today.
That's right, because the left is trying to burn down America because it can't compete with it. It's called cloud and prison. We have to burn down their communist system by dismantling it legally and lawfully, piece by piece. All right, as soon as you're done with those strategy meetings today, whether it's tomorrow or the next day, please come back and join us so we know how we can make sure you get in there in 75 days. Laura, congratulations. Congratulations to all the listeners. You heard her. You were the most critical part of this win. God bless you, InfoWarriors. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Amazing. All right. David Icke is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He has a new graphic novel out that I've seen that is unbelievable. You know, I used to call my films film books. I was ripping off a Frank Herbert term. It's like a book, but each page kind of has a little film that goes with it. Well, he's actually done it, and it's called The Answer. And so we'll show some of the book while we're here on air for TV viewers, radio listeners. We'll describe it. And it is extremely powerful. He'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. The book premieres today. But let me just stop right there. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning. Then I went to InfoWars.com. And I saw a Paul Joseph Watson article. It was like somebody punched me in the stomach. And look, I knew it was coming. And I knew it was already happening. So I spent an hour glued to my computer before I even got coffee. Because it was just a crystallization of everything. And I'm in the kitchen at the counter. The coffee's literally 3 feet away. The first thing I usually do is get coffee. And I sit there and I start searching, because I already knew, but I started searching and searching, and it was already all over the country. Next year when the colleges open, it's already starting now in many colleges, you will all have to have a cell phone with a tracker app on it, and you're not allowed to leave the campus for the semester. And if you do, you're expelled or suspended. And it tells you what businesses you can go to, and it tells you how to spy on people. Now, we knew it was a Chinese social score. We knew it was coming here. Then I looked at Europe, Australia. It's all the same. They're doing it at pilot schools now. And by 2021, the chains are on. And the whole next generation is being trained to do this. And then there's another article on InfoWars. And then I watched the local newscast. They're beginning forced inoculations in Australia in tests, but they're grabbing certain groups. They're saying it's going to be forced inoculations. They have drones saying we're following China's lead, as Fauci said, watching everybody. They're choking women that leave their houses with masks on. They're now doing lockdowns where people are in their houses for 6 to 8 weeks and can't even leave. And they're announcing that they're going to come in and take children out of people's houses if people refuse to be tested. So if you're wondering how you get drug off and disappeared, they just say they think you have COVID, and they send over thugs that grab you, and you disappear. And the UN admits this is their model. So it's not the UN a few months ago saying we're going to do this. They're doing it now for the children, of course. Now, I mentioned to you, veteran, patriot, videos up on InfoWars.com. You should share a video. Veteran tells county, Shasta County in California, take the mask off because it's not going to be peaceful much longer. And it's a very important breakdown that he goes over. But that's the desperation. This is never going to end. This is a worldwide depression to bring us to our knees with robots controlling it and dominating us. I'm going to play the clip when I start the next segment and then get to the others. But this is a whole societal globalist takeover. So everything's been incremental so far. Now it's going to hit us with a ton of bricks. And the depression of the 8-month lockdown that's gone on around the world is already here. Millions are already starving to death in the third world. Now it's coming here. And the desperation. And now the UN's announcing the universal income. But with that comes your capitulation. With that comes your list of subserviences that is always going to be expanded. We are going into bondage, and people realize it, and they realize they're going to have to fight. Separately, I get so focused on these broadcasts now, I didn't tell you how we fund ourselves the entire last hour. Post Talk Radio plugs every segment. People know that a lot of people don't listen to the ads anymore, and it's the live plugs that do it. So when I do these live plugs, I'm telling you, you've kept us on air, and I appreciate you, but you really need to realize InfoWars now, more than ever, needs your support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. Get the videos from Band.Video. Get the articles. So many videos, so many films, so many reports can only be found at band.video. All these top medical doctors can't even come out and say what happened with their patients or their band. And now they're getting in trouble. And now they're losing their licenses. And now they're, I mean, this is terror. And I ran into a medical doctor lady yesterday, and she said, we know hydroxychloroquine in our own practices is killing all these things instantly, but we're not even allowed to get it from the pharmacy. She said, there's no law we can't get it. The pharmacies are working for some big corporate group. You're right. There's a group in control of this. They don't want people to get better. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we've got some big specials running right now. Free shipping on 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Salt X2 Combo, X2 Bag in Stock. Heart and Body Combo, ExtenderWise and VasoVase, 50% off. ExtenderWise is selling out fast. Survival Shield X2 by itself, back in stock. Not the spray bottle, but the under-the-tongue type. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, 33% off. And that is store-wide free shipping on that item. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping on that as well. Alexa Pure Breeze, $149 plus free shipping. Last chance to get that, and that's how you fund our operation and the high-quality, storable food that everybody should get now during this crazy time to be prepared. Absolutely. I sell everything I think you need and that I personally want, that I personally stockpile. So, yes, we're looking at serious collapse. You need storable food now, 100%.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Command Central. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm very honored to be here with you. Very blessed. And I know why people 25 years ago, 26 years ago, 10 years ago thought I was crazy. I mean, I was talking about a world government using bioweapons to lock everything down, having a robot take over. Now they were going to break up the family with transgenderism and make it stylish to sterilize children, and how they would keep putting pathogens in vaccines to the point that we were sterile. But, you know, I'm not like John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos having a vision because God sent an angel down. No, I started reading publications put out by the John Birch Society and others. And I didn't believe what I was reading, so I went to the library and actually got books by Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor, or Carol Quigley, the top advisor to Georgetown to the Clintons, or Zbigniew Brzezinski, the founder of the Trilateral Commission. And I went and got the books, and I read them, where they admitted all of it. And I said, man, this is horrible. People need to be warned. You know, you're not a peeping Tom or anything, but if you're walking by the apartments, and you know, windows open, you hear somebody saying, I'm going to kill you, and you look to the window and you see somebody with somebody tied up in a chair and they got a knife and they're threatening to kill them, you call the cops. I never saw something like that. That's just an allegory. I have seen people get in their houses robbed a few times, and I call the police. See people breaking into a house, see them coming out to a van, the TV sets and stuff. You know, I've called the cops. Well, it's the same thing. I mean, I'm reading the most powerful people in the world saying they're building a post-human planet and how they're going to do it and how they're going to domesticate it so we're stupid and dumbed down and living in the city so they can completely enslave us, and how they're going to sell us on how it's security and how it's good and how their number one tool is going to be a virus. And they'll also divide us along racial lines and claim they're fighting racism, but they'll be the ones exacerbating it. And I mean, I'm reading all this 20, 30 years ago, and then decades later, WikiLeaks comes out, and it's Hillary and hundreds of emails to this top professor, psychologist, on how to brainwash and how to create race war. I mean, it's all right there. He's in all the documents. I mean, just the other day, I was reading Lockstep again from the Rockefeller Foundation. And it says, we're setting up a planetary police state. Those are quotes. And we're going to end everything and make it so horrible, people are going to accept you getting euthanized. I mean, they're just going to turn all the food and water off, folks. But they're going to do it slowly and get you to give up more each time to get food or water or medicine until finally you're tied up so tight and they walk in and say, your ass is dead. And by then, you want to die. Things are so horrible. So I'm not going to lay here, and I'm not going to take it, and I know you're not going to take it. And I'm going to say this, because we need a lot of money to keep this operation going and to expand 24 hours a day and to fight all the attacks and to do a lot of other things we're doing behind the scenes. And you need storable food. They're having power outages in California by design. They're trying to implode the country. They're trying to kill the dollar. They're trying to cause race riots. It's their stated goal. Michelle said, Big Mike said, it's going to get a lot worse. You don't put us in. What did the Atlantic Monthly say? They said, you elect Trump, we're burning the country down. You're going to burn it down anyways. So, yes, we went out and got the best storable food company out there that had only been around a year or so, but people liked it. They got it on time. It was quality. I ordered some from them. I was looking for a storable food company. So many of them were fly by night. I didn't even have a sponsor for it, even though I believed in it. And my Patriot came along. And about 6 years ago, they partnered with us. They're in our back end. We have their full store there. They take the orders. They get them to you. And when it was, 8 weeks for delivery, everybody got their food because it was such a huge ordering going on when COVID started. But it's not the COVID virus you get the storable food for. It's the collapse, the lockdown, and the hysteria creates is the reason you get storable food. And the fact that the third world's already dying and the first world's collapsing and people are getting to the point of starving. And by the time it hits us, it takes a while to hit us, food prices are already exploding. There's already breakdowns in meat packing and so much more. So the default sane thing to do when there's only 1 to 2 weeks for delivery now from their four factories here in the U.S. is to get your order in at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great, high-quality, nutrient-dense food, well-packaged, great for transport, last 25 years, and you've got that box of preparation ready to take care of yourself and your neighbors, and then you move on, and some of that money funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, take action now. But it was Emilio Zapata that said, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. And today, Carlos Zapata said the same thing in California, and this is the political shot heard around the world. Share it. Here it is.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know. Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled and cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you can get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful, and you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens, but it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat, I'm not a criminal, I've never been a criminal, but I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears. And you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it while wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. I mean, you claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not, maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans, and remember that. Take your masks off, quit muzzling yourselves. Join us, fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
when the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election, and she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Answer by David Icke, his newest book. Coming out today, we live in extraordinary times with billions of bewildered and seeking answers for what is happening. David Icke, the man who has been proven right again and again, has spent 30 years uncovering the truth behind world affairs and a stream of previous books, he predicted current events down to a T. The answer will change your every perception of life and the world set up and set you free from the illusions that control human society. There's nothing more vital for our collective freedom than humanity becoming aware of what is in this book. And I haven't read all the book. I've seen the graphic novel of it. We'll play some of that while he's on with us. I do intend to read it. And it's at davidicke.com. But let me just say something right now. David Icke has been profound in his analysis and his piercing understanding of what's currently happening and what's going to be happening. And InfoWars has also been on the cutting edge of a lot of things. And it's not about celebrating that, but it's understanding the fact that we could predict it means we can also stop it. But it's humanity facing the horror of just how evil these forces are that will set us free. As long as we live in denial about it and don't face all the different compartmentalizations that come together to form this behemoth, we have no chance of beating it. So David was just asking what I wanted him on about. I've been wanting him on for a month. He said, I'll come out when the book comes out. I want him on about the book. I want him on about what he sees is coming next. I want him on about how he thinks we stop this. I want to get his take on how you think the fight's going. Bill Gates is this reviled demon. Almost everyone I know, black, white, old, young, liberal, conservative, understands COVID's a hoax. It's now out in the open. They want forced microchipping. Major universities from Europe to the United States are saying this semester, starting, you're going to have a cell phone with an app on it. You can't leave the grounds for the semester. If you do, you're expelled. Only certain shops will take your money. I mean, it's here. Everything they built has now been launched. It's like Hitler built up for World War II for 5 years, but one day he finally launched the war. And so the dam is broken. The enemy has emerged. As David said a few months ago on the show, they've gone from denying it to selling it. And so I just want to give him the floor to cover all those questions where he wants to start for the next hour and 20 minutes. David Icke, thank you so much for coming on with us. And it's a real pleasure to be fighting right alongside you against this anti-human force.
Yeah, ditto, Alex. And, you know, the fact that this situation could be predicted tells people something very profound. Those that have been in denial all these decades where they've said to me, a few people can't control the world, it's not possible. Well, you've just seen it happen in a few months. And what the predictability of current events tells you is they're not random. You can't predict random events. They just happen. What you can do is predict long-planned events because they are long-planned to happen. And so we are now looking at a transformation of human society, which surely even the most naive cannot go on believing that this has happened in terms of its organization and its orchestration since some virus came to light in the early part of this year in the West. This is playing out as a script, as a seamless script based on psychological manipulation, not health, because it was sitting there waiting for the button to be pressed for a long, long time before. And all it was waiting for was the trigger, the excuse to play it out. And that is what we've seen. And, you know, when you look at the speed of transformation, In country after country, because it's globally coordinated, I've just come off a 2.5-hour interview with people in Melbourne, Australia. And what's happening there what's happening there is the precursor to what's planned in the Northern Hemisphere where we hit our winter. They're in their winter now, and that is outright full-blown fascism. But people look at the society as it's transformed, and they say, oh, my God, it's happened so quick. Yeah. But the speed of transformation of human society is equivalent exactly to the speed of human acquiescence to it. If there had been pushback and we're not having it months ago, we wouldn't be where we are now. And, you know, when you break down how a few can control vast numbers, it's a very simple structure. And while people may sit around moaning that it's going on and pointing out the evil people involved in it, and they should, because they are, they also need to find a bloody mirror. Because we are, as a human race, completely responsible as well for what's happening for this reason. People say that a few can't control the world. Well, it's easy when this happens, and I'll explain. If you think of a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people, what I call the cult. Some people call it the 1%. I call it the cult because it is. And then that cult in a circle imposes its agenda on the next level down, which acquiesces to it and imposes it on the next level down. Now, very quickly, as you come down from that pyramid peak, you start to meet levels in the human hierarchy, national and international, who have no idea there even is a cult or there even is a global conspiracy.
Exactly. They're falling like dominoes. And that's why when we go out and resist the park closures, they just stand down. The police agree. We hate this. It's wrong. Do what you want. But no one's pushing back. But when we do push down and push back, the dominoes falls. What you're saying is stop just acquiescing and repeating what comes down from the United Nations, from the globalists.
Yeah. And when you follow this pyramid down, it's very simple. Each higher level acquiesces to the level above and imposes on the level below. So it's imposition, acquiescence, until you reach the body of the population, again, nationally and internationally. And if we, as a human race, then at our point in the pyramid, acquiesce to that level of the pyramid that is imposing upon us, we complete a circuit. And that circuit completes a sequence of imposition and acquiescence, which allows a tiny few at the top of the pyramid, which the vast majority of people in the pyramid have no idea exists, to impose its will on the entirety of the population. And without human acquiescence, none of this is possible. This cult and these authorities have no power. Let's not fall for that one. They have no power. The power that they use recycled back against us,
we give them.
Give to them. We had a few weeks ago, just down the coast from where I live, we had thousands of people hit the beaches because it was such a really hot period. And there were so many people on the beaches, social distancing, unsocial distancing was not possible. So the local authority in the area calls an emergency incident. Okay, you call an emergency incident. Oh, yeah, emergency incident. Look what's happening. Okay, so what are you going to do? Well, there's nothing we can do. We've got thousands of people on the beach, and they won't obey. They won't cooperate. Nothing we can do. So why can't we do that with masks? Why can't we do that with social distancing, which are nothing to do with health and everything to do with psychology?
Stay there, David. You're on fire. This is the key to everything. And then let's ask the question. A lot of people say, oh, I'll wear my mask. So what? They don't get that once you complete the circuit, it's a test to then accept contact tracing, then accept the social distancing apps, then accept the implantable chip, then accept the forced inoculation, then accept all of it. That's what it's about, is breaking our will, the spider, the cult, exercising its will. How do we get people to turn their will on? With David Icke, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Forced vaccines or jail to prevent suspected disease. It goes on to say they're now announcing a new law under the UN, that's who they cite, to take children from parents that won't allow them to be tested for COVID-19. They're now beginning to announce that universities will suspend students who leave a 4.5-mile COVID bubble who are being tracked by their phones, the equivalent of anklet braces. David Icke has a new powerful book out titled The Answer. Find it at iconic.com, I-C-K-O-N-I-C.com or davidicke.com. But here we are. I mean, we're told that you cannot criticize the UN in Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, China, the United States, Canada, Mexico. We're told officially the UN says there's no treatment for COVID-19. The UN says other medical doctors can't disagree. They're banned. So you wake up one day and you're under UN control. It's Fauci and Gates running the Wuhan lab. I agree with David Icke that it's basically not what's killing us is what they say is the virus. The numbers are extremely low. They're putting the names of people that died of other things in that column. But there is something going on at the Wuhan lab, and I think it's something else they've got planned because Bill Gates has said on national TV that, oh, a bigger, more deadly one's coming. This is just a test. I think he's telling the truth there. He's gloating like a supervillain. They're telling us that, hey, we're testing you to see how you'll comply. And if we will comply, the real depopulation's coming. So I want to talk about how we awaken humans, how we stop acting like robots, one of your first books, how we start being ourselves and saying no and breaking that circuit of control. But first, big picture. How's the world doing in its resistance to the COVID situation? What do you think they're going to pull next? How do you think it's going for them? And why do they want this depopulation? David Icke.
Well, the situation is that they have been hiding below the radar decade after decade after decade after decade. And we've been pointing out that they are operating below the radar. And I said a long, long time ago that there'll come a point when they will have to break the surface where we can see them. And it will be very, very difficult to deny what's going on then. Because when you are manipulating transformations of society under the radar and you're trying to hide it, there comes a point where you have to break the surface. Because if you don't, you're not going to transform society as you want. And when you, if you like, enter the room where people can see you, you've got to move very, very quickly, because the slower you move once you put yourself on public display, and my goodness me, they've done that since the turn of 2020, the more people are going to start to wake up and are going to see it, because it's painfully obvious how everybody can't see it now. It's staggering. And therefore, you've got to try to get to that point of control before enough people have realized what's going on. This is why they're rushing the vaccine. I mean, I said when this whole thing started, the vaccine already exists. I'm not saying it was necessarily
say that 8 months ago, but it turned out Bill Gates, through subgroups, did have a bunch of coronavirus bat vaccines ready and already done animal trials, at least four of them. So they actually did have it ready. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and they knew, but at the very least, they knew what was in it. And we're looking, you've mentioned some of the things, we're looking in this vaccine at things that transform not just DNA, but transform the whole genetic structure of the body. And, of course, it's not going to be one vaccine. They've already said that now. It's going to be a flu-like every year or so.
Gates talks about five a year for adults, two for children to change your DNA. So what he's really doing is he wants us all guinea pigs to test changing our DNA. That's really what this is.
Yeah, and so the other part of this vaccine will be a sterilization agent. One of the things that I've been tracking over the years in my books is the absolutely collapsing sperm counts around the world. I quote in The Answer an article where it said that if sperm was an animal, they'd be talking about it moving into the area of extinction, because they want to transform the body from the biological nature we have now into synthetic biology, a synthetic type body, which will not procreate. So they want to do two things. They want to transform the body into a new form, and there'll be nanotechnology in the vaccine to nanobots, etc., self-replicating nanobots, which will be part of that process, which insiders have exposed over the years. But also they want to stop the procreation of what they have now. And this is where the transgender explosion comes in. This is why they are confusing the gender of the young, and indeed the very young, because it's confusing gender on the road to fusing gender and the no gender human. So all these things are connected, and the Gates vaccine is massively involved in.
By the way, none of this is your opinion. Carol Quigley wrote about it. So many others did. If you look at the guy that wrote Brave New World, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, ran the UN operation, was the head transhumanist. He said back in the 30s, we're going to get rid of the sexes, but first we're going to confuse them with chemicals in the water. And so they've done it. They're doing it.
Yeah, Julian Huxley was a eugenicist, of course. And Aldous Huxley, in Brave New World, written in the 1930s, was describing this very situation. of the end of procreation, the end of parenthood. This is why parental power over their children is being deleted and deleted and deleted and handed to the schools and the states and the social services. It's because they're moving out of parents bringing children up. It's going to be the state bringing them up. And so he talked about world state hatcheries in which humans were decanted, not procreated in the normal way. And, you know, this is the whhole point. And a lot of people who are new to this will think, well, how did he know in the 1930s? Well, for the same reason that I knew decades ago, and you were talking about it a long, long time ago, and that George Orwell knew about it in the 1940s, because there's two worlds. To understand the two worlds in the same reality. You've got the world that humans live in, and you've got the world of the cult. And the difference between the two, overwhelmingly, is the level of knowledge. So you have the world of human society, where knowledge is strictly limited and strictly oppressed and suppressed. This is done through the school system, through the media, etc. And you keep people on what I call the postage stamp consensus of very narrow understanding of everything, because it's there systematically. But then you've got this other world where the knowledge is vastly more advanced, because it's passed over through the upper levels of the secret society network to keep it out of public circulation. And this other world not only has a much wider understanding of reality and the nature of reality and how we interact with it, but it also has knowledge, obviously, of the projected agenda. And because of the level of knowledge that it operates with, it's projecting technology which to the human world doesn't exist and is at one point sci-fi stuff, but it knows this stuff exists and how to create it.
That's right. The future is here. It's not evenly distributed. And they're building this post-human railway, this post-human system, while phasing us out. And now they've gotten to the point in the Wall Street Journal looking forward to the post-human future. And now they're admitting in NBC News that humans will soon be phased out, and that they're going to direct our evolution, and that, hey, we're not really humans. We don't believe in aliens, but we believe we are becoming them. I mean, that's what they're saying. So something, this is heavy.
But you know, this is why, because this other world, if you can access it because either you're an insider or because you spend decades working your backside off uncovering it, you can predict the future. Because the future, unless there's an end to acquiescence so it can't become the future, becomes the future. So predicting the agenda becomes predicting the future. And because of this level of knowledge in this other reality, this other world, this is why Huxley could talk about genetic changes and drug changes that didn't exist then. In the human world, that was, what? That's incredible.
Exactly as he said it would.
Yeah, and this is why Orwell was able to talk about telescreens. Which are now the first precursors of those, of course, are the smart TVs. And I've quoted people in my books from, for instance, 1969, where insiders who were describing the internet, who were saying we're going to make boys and girls the same. Now, they know that because their knowledge base is vastly in advance of the human society.
Incredible.
Knowledge.
Stay there, David. And we're going to come back in 2 minutes for the next hour. But they don't like the fact that you and I and many others were ahead of the curve. So now that it's all happening, we have credibility. How are they going to try to stop that? Well, with censorship. But that's not working. Everybody, tell folks, tune in now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.